Good morning. Our question today is, when it comes to the halachas of yichud, is there a minimum amount of time that the man and woman have to be secluded together, and only if they are secluded for that amount of time, or can be secluded for that amount of time, is there an isser of yichud, or is there going to be an isser of yichud even for the smallest amount of time, a few seconds? So we asked that question conceptually earlier in the week, and today we want to put some numbers around the opinion. So on a high level, we said, then when it comes to the Rishonim, when it comes to the Gemara, when it comes to the Rishonim, when it comes to the Rambam, to our Shulchan Aruch, there is no minimum required amount of time to violate the prohibition of Yichud. And the implication could very well be that even the shortest amount of time would be a violation of the halachas of Yichud. Nonetheless, we mentioned that some poskim borrow the standard of time from the context of the Sota, that if a man has concerns that his wife is having a relationship with a man out of marriage, not with the husband, and the husband warns her and she is secluded with that man for the amount of Kedei Tuma, then she is going to be prohibited to the husband. So the question is, what is that amount of time, Kedei Tuma, that they could be involved together? So we mentioned that there are a number of opinions in the Gemara, and the one that we paskin like is Rabbi Akiva, who is of the view, at least based on the conclusion of the Gemara, that the amount of time, Kedei Tuma, is the amount of time it takes to roast an egg and eat it to litzlos be'el legoma. So according to that, there are poskim who borrow that standard and say that you're not going to violate the prohibition of yichud unless you, in theory or actually in practice, would be in seclusion for that amount of time. So then that leads to our fundamental question: how long does it take to roast an egg and eat it too? So just to tell a quick story, there was a time, this was probably going back around 10, 12 years, maybe not that long, but quite a while, that I had a daughter who was very interested in making eggs. It goes in phases, so that was one of her activities. So there was one time that I was actually learning this exact topic of yichud sitting at the breakfast room table, and she came in from school and started making eggs. And I was wondering, what is the standard? Kedei litzlos be'el legoma? So I turned to her and asked her, what do you think it would take? How long would it take in order to make an egg? She was not roasting it, she was frying it, but maybe similar standards. And to eat the egg, and her guess was about 5 minutes. So now we're going to see, is there an opinion that says that the Kedei Tuma, or the standard Rabbi Akiva that we paskin like in the context of the Sota, Kedei litzlos be'el legoma, is that 5 minutes? Is it more? Or is it less? So we're going to start with the opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak, Diane Weiss, who was asked our exact question. So make it quantified. How many minutes does it take to violate the prohibition of Yichud? And he has an extensive discussion on this. We're just going to give a thumbnail sketch of what he says. He says that based on a Rashi, it appears that when it comes to the standard of swallowing the egg, we're talking about swallowing a hot egg before it gets cold. And he says as follows, Usman hatzlila fi mivor b'shas devi b'kefo gemia. So he says that when it comes to, we have these two variables, to how long it takes to cook the egg and the make to roast the egg and to eat it too, the time it takes to roast the egg is going to take two times longer than eating the egg. So it's going to be two-thirds of the time is going to be cooking, frying, roasting the egg, and another third is going to be swallowing the egg. Then he continues, so effectively what that means is we're talking about the amount of time it would take to eat three hot eggs. Because we're just converting that. If it's two-thirds and one-third, two-thirds of cooking and one-third of swallowing the one egg, that's equivalent to swallowing three hot eggs. And he says that based on a Chassam Sofer, the time that it would take to eat three eggs when they are cold is approximately 6 2/3 minutes. 6 2/3 minutes. So we can use as a proxy. He says that swallowing a hot one is going to be maybe the same, maybe longer. It's not going to be less. So that is the standard that we're looking at, 6 2/3 of a minute. But then Diane Weiss says that we cannot say a black line, but an exact amount for this, because it's really going to depend on person to person. There are some people that are going to eat it or even cook it maybe faster, but certainly on the eating side of things, some people eat quicker, some people are going to eat slower, and we cannot say a set amount. So he says because it's approximately 6 2/3 minutes based on a cold egg, he says his approximation maybe is about 5 minutes. That should be sufficient, and below that would not be a violation of the Isser of Yichud. And then he goes on and explains it's going to be when you cook the egg, it's going to be cooked on a medium-sized flame, etc., etc. He goes into more detail on that. So that's the opinion of Diane Weiss, approximately 5 minutes. And then he has another tshuva, and he talks about going up or down in an elevator. And he says that if you go 4 flights, it's nowhere near, it's less than a minute. He says, I tested it, and that elevator was about a minute. So even if you're going to go up 10 flights, 10 floors, it's still going to be less than 2.5 minutes. So you're going to be safe if our cutoff is 5 minutes. There's not going to be a problem of Yichud going in that elevator. So that is the opinion of Diane Weiss. Now, it happens to be that there are a number of other Achronim who bring amounts of time for the prohibition of Yichud, the Dvar Halacha of Horowitz. He is of the view that it's significantly less than that. It's 35 seconds. And Rav Solomon Mutzafi says it's a minute and a half. And then we have the view of Rav Gestetner. It's 3 minutes. The Sefer Divrei Shalom is half a minute, just 30 seconds. And there was something put out. It's the Kovetz Or Torah that brings a lot of opinions on this. And he goes through this opinion says this and this opinion says this. And he says the average, he averaged them all up. He says when you take the average of the Achronim, it comes out to 3 minutes. So at least the Kovetz Or Torah says, Nira Sheish Lahakel Bishir Ze'ad 3 Dakot. We can be lenient up until 3 minutes. That is not going to be a violation of the prohibition of Yichud. Just to introduce our next question, because that's it for the day. We see that my daughter's 5-minute rule was agreed to by the Minchat Yitzchak, but many opinions are more machmir than that. But there's obviously a big nafkamina between these, not only Yichud in rooms, etc., between 35 seconds, 30 seconds, and up to 5 minutes. But in fact, how about going up in an elevator? And Amir Tashem, that will be a topic that we will cover in the oncoming days. Have a wonderful day.